The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, if you're watching the show, that I absolutely love the movie Dune, which arrives in theaters tomorrow, directed by Denis Villeneuve. It's an awe-inspiring, big and beautiful movie with incredible performances from a truly amazing cast. But tonight, I get to discuss the film with Zendaya and Paul Atreides himself, Timothy Chalamet.
I don't believe you're the least one I'll get you. But I want you to die with honor. This Chris knife was given to me by my great aunt. It's made from a tooth of Shai-Hulud, the great sandworm. This will be a great honor for you to die holding it.
Where's the Outworlder?
Jonas is a good fighter. He won't let you suffer.
Now, I was so excited to talk to Timothy and Zendaya that when I found out they couldn't get to New York City, I didn't care. Instead, I agreed to meet them on neutral territory, the planet Arrakis. Jim? Hello? Timothy? Zendaya? Is there anybody here? Oh, hey! Hey, guys. Thanks so much for meeting me out here on Arrakis, Dune, desert planet.
Yeah, thank you.
Your two characters, I was going to say you are a couple, but you're not really. You're really sort of almost like spiritual partners, these two characters. And it's completely believable. You guys have extraordinary chemistry with each other. Did you guys know each other before you shot this film?
I think we first really met when we had a chemistry read together.
What is a chemistry read? Educate me.
How are you?
It's just to, it's like when someone who's usually already cast reads with other actors to see if there is a chemistry that would...
Ensue.
Ensue to thus cast.
To thus cast the film. Correctly. Well, you know, when Zendaya came in, she just crushed it. She is Chani. She's one of my favorite parts of this movie. Not to give anything away, but Jason Momoa is in our film too. He plays Duncan Idaho. And Zendaya and Jason Momoa, they're my favorite parts. I think they totally blow everyone away on screen. And
I'm sure that Oscar Isaac and Rebecca Ferguson won't be offended at all. Their feelings
not at all. Or Josh Brolin or Stellan Skarsgård or Javier Bardem, just to name a few.
Timothy says you walked in and immediately felt it. What was it like for you, the chemistry read?
Well, I was on the more nervous side of things. He already had the job, you know, and I was walking into a room where I knew Denny would be, and I knew he would be, and I'm obviously a fan of both of their work, and have admired the, you know, just like consistent, beautiful, you know, work that they've continued to put out over the years, and so. Yeah, I was nervous. Obviously,
Didn't
I was nervous.
Did you just have surgery or something?
Yeah, and I just had my wisdom teeth taken out, so I had like this fear because it was like the week before, right? And I was like, it takes a while, right? I didn't know how much I was gonna like my face was gonna swell, so I was like, that's gonna be a thing, right?
Did you still have cotton packed face. Did you still have cotton packed in your sockets or anything?
Thankfully, it was gone by then, but I did have this fear that I was gonna get dry socket, right?
What is dry socket?
It's I don't don't know,
What's
but
dry
it's...
dry socket? Do you know what that is, Steven?
I think it's an infection in the where they've taken the wisdom teeth out. You get an infection, and evidently it's the most painful thing imaginable.
But I was afraid of getting dry socket, and one of the things it said is going to make your mouth stink, right? And that was my biggest fear, is like, if I get this dry socket thing, and I had this, what if I had this horrible breath, and I come to meet him, and we have like these, you know, intimate scenes between Shawnee and Paul, and he's just meeting me, and my breath is just reeking. Oh. That would be like, that was like my biggest fear, but it didn't happen. And here we are.
If this isn't too personal of a question, do you have to kiss in a chemistry read?
No.
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 All right.
No!
No.
All right.
But.
I don't know.
But you just gotta be up in somebody's grill, you know, you gotta be in their face. So I was definitely afraid that would happen.
Timothy, is it true that you set a Google alert for Dune when you heard the movie was being made?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay. I was dreaming of working with Denis like any actor would, because he's one of the best directors out there. I had auditioned for a part in Prisoners, hadn't gotten it. I should get over my bitterness about that, but for some reason, I can't help it. No, but and once I heard that he was working on it, actually I knew that Legendary, the studio, had the rights to Dune. It was actually another actor my age that told me about it. He was also going up for it, and he said, I actually think this is a good one for you. And then had a Google alert on it to see what the casting progression was like, you know. And I saw Denis like in 2018, 2017 at some things, and I'd always try to put myself in front of him, intrusively, you know, just try to inception my way into his brain.
How familiar were both of you with the book?
I remember being at Midtown Comics on 40th and 7th when I was like 10, getting some Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And I remember seeing a graphic novel of Dune that would have obviously not been the original version, but I remember that's where the seed was planted.
Zendaya, had you read the book before?
Kind of similar to you, before the film kind of came around. I didn't know much about it, but I heard that it was happening, and I heard you were doing it, and I heard Denny was doing it, and I was like, this sounds like a dream. Then I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, that's one of your grandfather's favorite books. He like had all of them. So I was like, oh, okay. That's why I know why this seems so familiar to me. So that I thought that was really cool that it kind of came full circle in that way.
It's hard to express the feeling when one of my favorite books, I'm learning, is one of your grandfather's favorite books. I was really hoping you were going to say father.
No. He was older when it came out. He wasn't very young, but he loved the book, which I feel like many people do.
We'll be right back with more Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, everybody. We're back here on Dune, the desert planet, with the stars of the movie Dune, Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya. I said this to Denis, that I think that it's a perfect adaptation, that it's famously the movie that can't be adapted, and yet there is no aspect of the book that I'm missing that isn't included on screen because of the patience and the sensitivity he takes in approaching the material and creating the atmosphere of the book. Watching the movie feels to me what it was like the first time to read the book. I was completely absorbed into an alien world. And I said I had no reference for what he was showing us other than his other films. You know, the same sort of patience and the atmosphere he creates with things like Blade Runner 2049 or Arrival. Do either of you have a favorite Denis Villeneuve film other than Dune?
I think that you just said Arrival. I mean, I like all of them, and I like the early stuff a lot, the smaller movies, but Arrival blew me away when I saw it. I felt like I had never seen something strike that tone. I don't know, it felt like seeing a Christopher Nolan movie for the first time.
How did you handle the pressure of being Paul Atreides? Because everything's riding on your shoulders. And I don't want to stress you out here, but
No, but I
it really is everything has to be, the entire movie swirls around this one character.
Well, I'd say it was twofold. One, I got really lucky with Denis in the cast. That's not a dodge. That's just the truth. He made me feel at home. He made me feel well supported. And Zendaya and Spider-Man, but Jason Momoa and Aquaman and Rebecca and Mission Impossible and Oscar and Star Wars. Everyone had bid on a movie of this size except me, and or at least in a role like this. So they had my back. You can't take that for granted in this industry. Not that there's a lot of bad people, but just to get a lot of people
rooting
for you.
There's a lot of bad people.
to get people rooting for you is already huge. Yeah. But then secondly, what Denis was very focused on with the character is not thinking about prophecy or the Muad'Dib or Lisan al-Ghaib or things like that, maybe where the character goes, but finding the humanity, finding the inexperience, finding the young man who's smelling his armpits because he hasn't put on deodorant yet or something like that, you know, and trying to stay closer to almost a fish out of water than any sort of, Neo in the Matrix type thing. I love Neo in the Matrix.
How did each of you handle the tension of the first day on set? Is there something you do to like relax yourself when you first get there? You haven't, the camera hasn't rolled yet on the very first day for you. What do you do to handle that pressure?
Oh man.
A lot of fart jokes.
Yeah. No. Everyone loves a good fart joke.
Everyone loves a good fart joke.
I don't know. I mean, I can definitely speak to that in the sense that like I was coming in for 5 days on this massive production. And my first day, I'm landing in quite literally what felt like Arrakis, right? Because everybody was already in their costume when I met them.
Oh, is this in
so
Jordan?
Yes, in Jordan. Yeah. But everybody was in their costumes when I got to meet them for the first time. So I was like, oh my gosh, like this is real. I was very intimidated. And on top of that, again to what you were saying, that thing of the world building, I didn't get to see all of the other things that they had created up until this point. So when I got to see the movie, I was blown away. Like, my jaw was on the floor in the same way because I had no idea what other things you guys had shot. I just got to watch it as a fan. And so being there on that day was the coolest thing ever, but I was nervous. But I will
Couldn't tell.
you got to play it cool.
Smooth.
You got to play it cool. But the thing that made me not nervous was the energy on set, which I think comes from the top, which is Denny and this guy right here. Like, they set the tone for it to be a really warm environment. Everybody was so loving. We had dance parties. This man travels around with music everywhere, so there's music, there was jokes, fart jokes.
Fart jokes.
I met like a lifelong friend and was able to learn so much in those 5 days. So I had nothing to worry about, which ended up being really cool. So I didn't have to pull out any kind of ritual to calm myself down. Everybody just ended up being really lovely, which I'm very grateful for.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. I'm going to ask them about shooting in the desert and, of course, chafing.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the stars of Dune, Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. Your scenes are primarily in the desert with each other. What was that like shooting out there? I understand you had to shoot at odd hours.
Yeah, sometimes we had to, it would get so hot during the day that sometimes you had to shoot between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. because it would be, I guess it would be too dangerous to be shooting outside, especially with the kind of still suits we were wearing that ironically cool the characters in the movie, but in real life are the heaviest, sweatiest things. But
let's talk
know,
about the chafing. Let's talk about the chafing cool. for a second. How much talcum powder are we talking about?
Talcum powder. A lot of talcum powder in the morning, a little bit in this hand, a little bit in this hand. Sensitive parts, no. And you're good to go.
Now, did sand ever get down in your outfits? Was ever sandy inside
the outfit?
No, it was
pretty sealed up.
No, it was sealed up. It was sealed up.
It's like the time sometimes you want it, because that was the thing. Like, I remember.
Sand?
No, you want to have that protection from the suit.
Right.
Because I remember, like, you know, one of Denny's first notes to me was, you know, like the idea we were talking about the character. And he was saying, you know, she would move through the rocks like a gazelle. You know, this is her home. She's a Fremen. She's one with her home. So I immediately was like, okay, got
it. 405.
I got to look cool. And through these rocks. And I just would try to, like, my best to slide off of things and whatever. So that's when you want that still suit to be on there so you're not ripping your skin off. But yeah, there was some chafing for sure.
Dune is a lot of things. It's a coming of age story. It's a psychological thriller. In some regards, it's a philosophical treatise. What is this story to you guys?
Well, I feel like it's about oppositional forces. I think it's about fighting for what's right. I think it's about fighting for what's right. In context of what's gone wrong, whether in the story it has to do with the exploitation of Arrakis, the oppression of the Fremen people. And then I guess very tunnel vision from my point of view, it's a story of a young man being thrust into a circumstance way too soon without a set of experience to be able to handle it, that has, you know, tragic things happen to his family without giving anything away. And somehow through perseverance, through working through his personal fear, through the bravery of that, is able to overcome it in some way.
Is the second half being made?
Yo, we're asking the same question.
Really? So you guys aren't, like, being contacted yet to, like, go shoot the second part?
Ish. I mean, it's this.
Keep
these
dates open, maybe.
It's yeah.
Because the title page does say Dune Part 1.
Yes.
Let's say it is being made. What are you looking forward to most in the second half? Because there's so much. That happened.
You're playing the Emperor of the Universe.
Okay, that's my most important question. What part do you think I should play? Because
The Emperor. Absolutely.
The Padishah Emperor.
Yeah.
Shaddam the Fourth, I believe.
Whoa, you know.
Come on now.
See? He said that I'm no fake fan.
We play fast, we play hard here at the Late Show. And this is where the interview gets tough. Are you ready?
Here we go.
For a game we're calling Dooner or Later.
Dooner or Later.
Dooner. These are the things I'm going to name older or younger than Dune, the book. Are you ready?
1965?
If you say so.
Okay.
We're going to really show our youthful
okay,
age
ready?
Here.
Star Wars, Dooner or Later?
Later.
1977, this is true. Spider-Man, Dooner or Later?
Oh, damn, I should know this.
Can I go?
Do you know?
I don't know, but I have a guess.
Okay.
Dooner.
It's Dooner, 1962.
Nicely okay.
done. Dune buggies.
I'm Dune? A city boy. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't
what's
know.
A dune buggy?
What's a dune buggy?
I grew up in the city.
So did I. No,
I would say, what would you say?
Let's go Dooner.
Dooner, 1964.
Whoa, 3 for 3.
Doritos, corn chips, Dooner or Later?
I'm going to have to guess Later.
I feel like Doritos is definitely Later, right?
Doritos were introduced in 1964. Dooner.
No way.
No
yeah.
way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, way. Stephen Colbert, Dooner or Later?
Colbert, I'm going
to... I enjoy the same books that Zendaya's
I'm gonna
grandfather
go with later.
Does.
1989.
Nicely done. You win the interview. No. Dooner, 1964, slightly older than Dune. Okay, Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya combined. Dooner or Later?
50, 20, 21, minus.
Carry the one.
That, my friend, well, would be a later.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It that was, is correct. We're only, that is correct.
Yeah.
Combined, you are together. Younger than Dune.
New York State Regents.
Yeah.
Timothy, Zendaya, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was really fun.
Again, as I told Denis, I think this is a perfect adaptation. Everyone should see it on the big screen. Then watch it again on HBO Max. Okay? Please. Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.